Some invasive species are tiny, but they can make a big mess. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Scientists are scrambling to keep up with teeny tiny invaders, bacteria and fungi. A new study in the journal Ecology Letters finds there are more invasions by microbes, and very little is being done about them. Elena Lichtman is the author of the study. She says there's an invasive bacterium from the tropics that's been spreading in lakes in Michigan. It can produce toxins and make people and animals sick.
It could affect people who want to go swim in a local lake, and that could be really unpleasant.
Lichtman says invasive bacteria and fungi are really hard to detect, so they just don't get a lot of attention. This is the Environment Report. With 180 invasive species already in the Great Lakes, it might take a superhero to keep them out. There's a new children's book out called Super Youper. Undaunted hero from the north battles alien sea creatures. It features Billy Cooper, an ex-Navy SEAL who lives in the UP with his scuba diving bulldog, Mighty Mac. In the book, Cooper and Mighty Mac discover the lakes are being invaded by blood-sucking sea lamprey and destructive zebra mussels.
"Holy zooplankton," cried Cooper, spotting more proof of an invasion. Mighty Mac barked wildly from the shore. Sniffing out more menacing mollusks, he was doggone determined not to allow the problem to be buried.
That's Mark Newman. He's the book's author. Super Youper was illustrated by artist Mark Heckman. He died in May after a 2-year battle with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Mark Heckman's wife, Diane, is here to talk about the book, along with author Mark Newman. Diane, this book was your husband's idea. Why did he want to create Super Youper?
Mark had a huge place in his heart for the environment and for kids. And he wanted to just get kids more informed with the environment and how they can help protect the Great Lakes because they are our future.
So what was the process like for him developing these characters?
Each page is an actual original painting, and they're beautiful. It took Mark a month or longer per painting. So, and they're all acrylics.
They're beautiful and they're funny. I love the one of Mighty Mac diving down to catch a sea lamprey in his mouth, and the way that Billy Cooper is portrayed, he's sort of a cross between a lumberjack and a surfer.
Yes. Mark was always very physically fit. He worked out his whole life, which had to do with his physique, Billy Cooper in the book. And Mark loved bulldogs, so that is actually our bulldog that is in the book.
So, Mark Newman, you and Mark Heckman worked together to create this story. Billy Cooper doesn't really seem to have any special superhuman powers. Why is that?
We decided to make him just like you or I so that kids could get that message that they could be a superhero when it comes to saving the environment.
Except I would note that there's a point in the book where he gets legislation passed in Congress with lightning speed, which would never happen.
That's a good point. But I tell kids, if he has a superpower, he's super smart.
Diane, what did your husband tell you that he wanted kids to take away from this book?
Just that they can all be a superhero in their own right to help save the Great Lakes. Just to know that they can make a huge difference in the environment. Mark was a great guy. He had a huge, huge personality. And in his 49 years of life, he actually probably lived a couple lifetimes. He really got out and enjoyed life. He was a very fun guy and a joy to be around.
Thank you both so much for coming in to talk with me.
Thank you for having us.
Diane Heckman is the wife of the late Mark Heckman. He illustrated the new children's book, Super Youper. Mark Newman is the book's author. You can see some of Mark Heckman's illustrations from the book on our website, environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.